If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
But when half of the group is going to undermine it, and part of the other half doesn't give a shit,
hey, we got to keep it PG.
We're in trouble.
Well, I agree. Remember, keep it PG. I agree, but this is what's the beauty of the Constitution, Jeff? And it says here that you served, by the way. What branch were you in?
Navy.
Well, thank you.
There's not any other, is there?
I thank you for your service. And look, I mean, I can only imagine for veterans how painful this is because of the sacrifices they made. Not just the sacrifice, but even the training, right? You go through in terms of respecting that chain of command and what it means. And again, trusting, being able to trust your commanding officers. You see something with, like you do with Miley, and it's a problem. I mean, it's a giant problem. But at one sense, and I always like to remind people of this, bear in mind, the greatest mistake the left always makes every time is their hubris. In their arrogance, they always overstep, and that's when they, but through that overstepping, kind of like Joe Biden last week with this vaccine mandate and everything else, now if this is true with Miley and the things that he was saying, they tend to wake up that sleeping beast, which is the American spirit, and people say, you know what, I've had enough. And I can only hope and pray that people seeing this, particularly our military, both active and those that have retired from the military, see this and start speaking up, start beating the drum, calling their elected officials and calling for the resignation of this guy. Because if true, this is a betrayal at so many levels that the only proper action would be to just stop, you know, just to take them out of the position and start over again.
Well, there's three problems with what he did, though.
Go for it. Give me the three.
The first one is when we sign up and we get sworn in, even though we're defending the Constitution, we are no longer protected by the Constitution or under the UCMJ. And the first thing under the UCMJ, we cannot, whether we like the Commander-in-Chief, the President, or don't like him, disagree or agree, we are not allowed in uniform or off on liberty to say anything against the Commander-in-Chief. That's the first thing. Secondly, he already set himself up because we're under different rules. Like, if I went into your house and you were on base, I could actually find some evidence and turn it in, and then they don't need a warrant. I would never do that, but you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
Under different rules. So he just admitted that he committed treason. So whether he did or not is immaterial. He could be charged because he actually committed an act that he did, you know, by his own admission. Third thing is, he should be run out and not only demoted, but also have to serve time. I'd like to sit there and do worse, but, you know.
If he's court-martialed,
they're not going to do it.
You may not know, I'm curious, but if he's court-martialed, wouldn't, as part of the fact that he's being court-martialed, he'd lose any benefits, right? He'd lose any retirement, anything like that, if a full court-martial was done, correct?
Usually, whether you're an officer or an enlisted, if you commit a serious offense, usually they take away your retirement benefits. But he should be busted all the way down and do time to guarantee that he wouldn't get benefits. It's not going to happen, but I'm going to let you go, but I just got one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
Years back, Martin Sheen made a movie, and it was kind of a little bit political, but a little bit, you know, a good story. There was, I believe, a private over in Germany or something that was accused, tried for treason.
Okay.
I think it was in the 80s, okay? And what this so-called officer did was way worse than that. Calling and warning the enemy that there could be an impending attack is just insane. So I don't know if you know the movie.
Well, you said it was
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
He played the main character.
I don't.
This guy should be tried for treason.
I don't know the movie, but I love movies, so I'm going to look it up. I'll find it, Jeff, and I'll do it. And just for the sake of the audience, you mentioned UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Just
so that for those that didn't serve, they know, which is what governs this. And you're right. And by the way, great points across the board. And I would agree that if this is true, this constitutes treason. I mean, what would you call it? I mean, the greatest existential threat to the United States outside of our borders is the communist Chinese government. And Jeff's spot on. I mean, to sit there and say, hey, don't worry, no matter what happens, we're going to give you the heads up. Are you kidding me? And the best part, I mean, not the best, but it's almost laughable to watch the left defending this, trying to pretend that in some way, somehow, some form, this is some heroic act, some selfless act. It's not selfless at all. It's like Colonel McGregor said. He was sucking up to his future boss. He just wanted to make sure he got a spot at the big boy table. Unbelievable. This cannot be let to happen if true.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad.
Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy. Another flu season fast approaching. Doctors urging people to get their shots. Prevea Health says COVID-19 is already putting hospitals under stress.